There is a belief among many people today, and I think that there is a tendency for it actually to happen, that if we emphasize holiness, if we really believe that biblical obedience is important, then we will not really rely upon the free grace of God, that we'll become self-righteous, that we'll be placing our works in the place of Christ's work. Historically and biblically, those two are not in conflict. And so what we desire is to recover, as has been done in previous generations, a robust joy in the justifying grace of Christ, but one that leads us to godliness. And I do think that we need to correct the idea that if we emphasize obedience, then therefore we're incorporating works into our righteousness. This is not the way the Bible teaches it. Past generations of the church have dealt with this issue. In many generations, this has been a significant stumbling block. Perhaps ours is a generation like that. Well, we are imbalanced if we teach justification and the joy of forgiveness and then neglect to tell people, Jesus says, go and sin no more. And in doing that, we must not, but we also need not undermine the free grace of justification. Now, our question in the conference is, what does grace do? We believe the gospel is such good news because we are forgiven. We are justified by the grace of God in Christ. We believe it is also good news that we're actually changed. We're born again. We're no longer what we were. We are being sanctified, and we are able to keep God's law substantially, to lead new lives and enjoy God's blessing. Sanctification is also wonderful good news.